we go on our honeymoon on Sunday, so I was like, oh shit, better get a show out soon.
Didn't you go on a honeymoon?
Well, we took the little man with us.
So you're going on it.
It's just a weekend away, it's not like a... Yeah.
Your dirty weekend.
Yeah, we're going to Tasmania. Cool. It's going to be bloody...
It's going to be fucking cold down there.
That's what everyone says, that's what I've been saying. So, I figured for tonight's show, we could do one or two things. I have no notes.
Fucking welcome to my world.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm off the cuff tonight.
Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes.
Watch out! I don't really want to touch on the free agency. I do, but in a roundabout kind of way, if that makes sense. So, because I was kind of like, it would be cool to have, like, the regulars on the show to chat about their teams. And so I was like, maybe we'll do that after the 200 show. And then hopefully by then, you know, the K-Love deal's gone through and whatnot.
Yeah, that won't be going through for another 30 days.
Well, yeah, it's like they got to wait for Wiggins to sign.
But they made some moves today.
Clearing up space, man.
Yeah.
Because you know why? I reckon they realised that they have to take on... To do the deal, although they're giving up a lot, Minnesota still wants to get rid of Berea and Kevin Martin. And I reckon...
Then why did Phil sign Martin?
What's that?
Phil? Flip Saunders? Yeah, that's his nickname, Flip. Yeah, why did Saunders sign Martin?
Because at the start of that year, they were playing so well, it was the sort of the right thing to do. K-Love hadn't given any indication he wanted to bounce. Do you know what I mean? It was one of those signings in good faith, I think. It's backfired because Kevin Martin said he only wants to play for, like, you know, a team that's contending.
Well, he'll be going to the Cavs, so hello.
Yeah. Although I'm sure he doesn't have any problem with that, but it's like, you know, there's no way he'll want to be in Minnesota after Love's gone.
No. And so, you know, if I'm Flip.
And they have no need for Breyer now.
No.
Send him back to Dallas.
Well, Flip should be asking for waiters to be thrown in.
Yeah, I'm not high on him. I would rather.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, is that obvious?
Every time I mention his name, you just shoot him down.
You know, I was playing 2K the other day.
Oh, you waved him, didn't you?
And I selected him, and the pass button fell out of my controller. I don't know. Every time I select him, pass button just
falls out. Is that because you're playing on a... Older generation console, not the new shiny PS4.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Calico, all right?
You gotta get a PS4, brother.
Oh, I want one bad. Yeah, and I was reading a report today, and they're saying that, you know, there's these big stalls and the Wiggins signing. And it's like, here it is, they're just working out money.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone knows. I mean,
they just gotta sign him. Once he's signed, they're waiting a month, and then he's gone. But the sucky thing about that is that he's going to be there come training camp.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, you know, I don't think no one cares really as long as they get what they want out of it.
Yeah.
You know, start a training camp, that's all right. There's still plenty of time to work stuff out. And
well, if, you know, LeBron's taught us anything is that when he wants something, teams will jump for him. I mean, you know, look at the kid that got drafted to Miami. That was just a tweet.
Yep. Well, you know, you've got it. Pat Riley was trying to do everything he could to keep him. If that meant get a guy that LeBron admired, hey.
So be it. Interesting, though.
But it kind of annoys me. I was talking to loyal listener Brenton Cunningham the other day because he said, are you happy LeBron's back in Cleveland? I said, still hate him, but I'm glad the fans of Cleveland have got a chance to win a chip. I'll be happy for the town if they win a championship, not LeBron. But I said, what shits me just a bit is he leaves Cleveland, goes, wins a couple of chips, comes back, and demands everything. And I'm not buying that freaking...
Here's my thing.
SA you owed, man.
Here's my thing with it. He only signed for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. Like, if Cleveland don't win crap in 2 years, you can count your pennies that he's bouncing again.
Well, isn't that... Didn't he sign it only for 2 years? Well, he's got an option after the first year.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah.
Isn't that because the salary cap's going up?
We'll jump through hoops for you. We'll pull all these moves that you want. But if it doesn't pan out, you can just bail and leave us to clean up the mess.
But isn't it because the salary cap's going up?
Well, that's some extent of it, but still, I mean, you know, if you're committing to somewhere, commit. Don't be, you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out the door.
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere after this.
You think he stays in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think he's staying.
He plays out his career in Cleveland?
I think he's going to stay a long time in Cleveland, possibly play out his career.
I think he's playing. I think they'll be lucky to get the two out of him.
Oh, no, don't be silly. Love is happy to commit long term if LeBron's there.
And you know what? As good as Kevin Love's numbers are, and as you know, as high regard as I have Kevin Love, he's still unproven to an extent. He's never played a playoff game. I'm not beating down his abilities. Player. His numbers are going to drop a little. Agreed?
I think Irving's will drop a little in the scoring wise. His assists should go up, that's for sure. Oh, so I think it's going to be LeBron option.
Can Irving's numbers drop anymore from last season? Jesus.
Well, he's had a lot of injuries.
Oh, someone buy him a tissue box. Buy him a Kleenex tissue box. Jeez.
You and Ennis Cantor at it again, are you?
disturbing.
No, Irving's not the highest assist tallying point guard, but I suspect with Love going there, and he will, you know, obviously LeBron's first. I think Kevin Love's got to be his second option, and Kyrie's got weapons around him. He's going to have weapons around him. He's still scoring in his teens, but he's going to have weapons, and those assists will go up.
You know what I just think's funny? I just think it's, yeah, like, you know, they're doing these moves for LeBron, that's it. And so they should, you know, like, if you have a chance to bring in the best player in the world, then, you know, you should be jumping through hoops for him. But in saying that, and I'm sure it gets other people a little bit ticked off as well, it's like, you're not a GM. You know, what if it doesn't fit? What if it doesn't work? What if the team doesn't gel? We've seen that happen before.
But he's not the first player to ask for someone.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm just saying, you know, I think sometimes some of the players, they need to let the GMs be GMs. You might not always like the player they bring in for you, but hey, they might just get the job done, and they might just be the driving force to drag your sorry ass across the line.
The good thing about Kevin Love going there, though, is he doesn't want to be the alpha male.
Well, didn't we sort of see indications of that in Minnesota?
Yeah, well, I mean, when we both appeared on Timberwolves Explosion, we both said that Rubio seems to be the leader of that team.
For Rubio, like, to have the balls to call out Kevin Love in the media, I just was like, wow. Yeah.
I love that kid.
And the fact that Kevin Love didn't really have any sort of response to it, it really just cemented that, yeah, as far as leadership in Minnesota, that, yeah, Rubio's your man. Like, and I think that really helped as far as Kevin Love and his decision to, you know, his announcement that, you know, it's best for Minnesota to move him on because he won't be re-signing. I think it made it a little bit easier knowing that, yeah, okay, like, okay, Rubio still needs some polish to his game, but a lot's to be said about having a leader on your team.
I said this to Joey. I said, while Kevin Love's going to Boston and visiting all these other cities, Rubio's in the gym working on his jump shot. And can I just say, you and Joey questioned my sanity.
Oh,
questioned if I'd lost my marbles.
When?
Why would you stick to your guns with Kevin Love? Why are you doing it? Joey on his show said, I don't understand where Vince is coming from, you know. Like, why would he want to just hold on to him? And this is why. Flip has to get the best deal, and holding on to him and telling people you ain't raping us on trades again, he's playing Golden State and Cleveland. It turns out he had the upper hand all along.
That's great.
Andrew Wiggins, he's going to be there for at least, what, 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah.
Plenty of time to build a contender. He's going to be great with Rubio.
Here's my thing with that, though. Like, it would have been good to see Minnesota make a deal for the number one pick in the draft. Chances are it's looking like they're probably going to get it anyway. Yeah. But I was happy with what Flip has done since the draft. Like, I'm glad he hasn't just, you know, had the knee-jerk reaction, pulled a trade with Golden State, you know, without Klay Thompson. I like the fact that he's, you know, like I said on the show, you know, he's Minnesota has the upper hand. They have the asset, not the other way around.
There's no way in hell I would take Klay Thompson for Kevin Love.
It's a dumb move. It's It's, you know what that is? It's that first offer at the car yard. You know, no one's taken the first bite, but you know they're going to undersell it or way oversell it.
Yep.
And then come back with a better deal, you know, and then you negotiate from there.
Thompson's good and all, but he's not a guy, like at least with Wiggins, like as crazy as this sounds, and Wiggins hasn't even played a game yet, There's something about Wiggins that you can just go, you know what, we can build something with this kid and we can make him just buy into the culture of Minnesota and sell him on, you know, bringing a championship here with Rubio and...
I just, like I said, you know, I like the direction that Minnesota's heading right now, and, you know, I love their drafts. I love the pieces they have, and they haven't even moved Kevin Love yet.
Well, Zach LaVine, eh?
Oh, man, he's good. Love that kid.
It's funny, I got some stats on LaVine.
Yeah?
I haven't actually got him in front of me. I just listened to a podcast. And
his numbers weren't great at UCLA.
No, in big games in the NCAA tournament, he was absolutely shocking.
Look, we've seen it 1,000 times. The game changes when you hit the big leagues. Some guys, they just explode, and I just think LaVine's going to be fine.
Oh, that could be on a T-shirt.
Hey. Trademark copyright.
Joey will pinch it, you know.
Well.
Any Laker talk?
Well, you know, I did have another thought for our show tonight, but it seems like we're heading down the Minnesota path, so I'll have to say the other one. My other thought was what we could do is talk about the leftovers.
There's leftovers?
The leftovers, Vince.
Is that like a...
You know, all the big names in free agency are basically gone now.
There's still a nice piece out there.
There's still a handful of nice pieces out there.
We're still available.
Well, I put my hand up many a time. I've been training, Vince.
You've got a bad wheel, so I think you're done, mate.
Look, I'm good. If the Dallas Mavericks can sign Rashard Lewis, and before he's even played a game, he needs knee surgery, I think I'm in with a shot. I don't care. I'll be the 13th man.
Well, I did hear it came down to you and Rashard Lewis.
Yeah. Too much height on me.
He had the better knee.
Yeah. Out of both our bad knees, he had a better.
That's it.
That's depressing. Hey, when I was away, you know, and being married and whatnot, and the whole thing went down with Donald Sterling,
yep.
I just remember thinking, you know, this is not going to go away for a while. Like, as much as people want just the quick resolve, it's just not going to happen that way. I mean, how many times do we see, you know, in the news, just things dragging out in court? You know, Sterling, you know, the first lawsuit hasn't even finished, and he's already opened another one against his wife in the NBA.
Yeah, oh boy.
He mightn't be going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, Adam Silver should just say, you've got X amount of time. If you don't, I'm making all your players a free agent.
It's that thing, though. I mean, like Doc Rivers already come out and said that, you know, if Sterling's still there, you know, he's quitting.
Oh, and guess who hasn't got a coach yet?
Don't start talking.
Hey, he's living in LA. All he's going to do is just... His office can probably stay where it is, mate.
Take your purple shades off and...
No, it's not purple shades. It's called due diligence.
Let's settle down, okay?
No. It's called due diligence. You wait till Rivers... You got to wait now. I'd be waiting. Stuff Byron Scott.
No Laker fans, I really feel, are that keen on Byron Scott. He kind of feels like the best of a bad bunch to me.
Oh, it's okay. I mean,
but that's the reaction, right? Like, I mean,
he's not a long term fix.
I just find it hilarious, though. You know, you guys had Mike D'Antoni last year, like
D'Antoni. He's better than D'Antoni, but he seems to be a guy who only lasts like 3 or 4 years at a job. But he's not the long term answer. He's going to take a lot of pain. He's going to take a lot of hits on that coaching record if he takes it. But, listen, Mitch is very, very clever. He'll be just keeping an eye on that Doc Rivers situation.
Okay, well, let's put that aside for one sec.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Sterling isn't gone and we see this shotgun reaction from the players and coaches in the league, it could get really bad and ugly quick, right? I mean, just the whole ramifications of that. You know, we already see players protesting.
Adam Silver would have to come in, get all the players together and say, look, it would look really bad for the league if you guys protest and don't play. You're just going to have to stick with it, with him being the owner for just a little while longer until we get him out. can you do that? And
so you're saying that he's going to have to beg?
Not beg, just make the suggestion that it won't be, it won't look good for the league after he's come in and just done a really good job so far.
Yeah, you know what? That wouldn't be a very good work environment.
Would you prefer, Sterling's already put bad press all over the world towards the NBA and the Clippers with this. Would you want more bad press by the players?
I'm just saying, like, you know,
down and go and stuff you?
I don't want to get to that, you know, because how long have the...
That's exactly right.
How long have the, you know, the Clippers fought off that tarnish of, you know, being the joke of the league? I mean, it could quite quickly swing back around again, though.
Well, how many times did I say wait for Sterling to stuff it up?
You did say that.
You did say that. Dude. His track record is just... it's proven. He stuffs everything up with that franchise. Yeah, no, I'm waiting for Doc to resign. Just resign now. I wish he had a Twitter account, I'd be telling him.
Well, at least he wouldn't have to go far, I suppose.
Yeah, mate, your office is there. Cool. Doesn't have to get another house. You're just jealous.
Why am I jealous?
Because we just go after everything, and your little Grizzlies just stuff everything up.
We just grizzle. With the Grizzly and Grizzlies. I don't even want to talk about them right now. I don't kind of...
Vince Carter, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great move. 15 years ago. Jesus.
Oh, he ain't going to Memphis 15 years
ago. Hey, I thought it was quite funny that the national team for Canada got announced.
Yeah, I saw that. I had a look at the list.
Yeah.
Audley Stevenson.
No Wiggins, no Bennett.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, why?
I have no idea. And what I find even more puzzling... is that Steve Nash is the selector?
He's too. Well, maybe the Cavs have said you're not playing.
For both? Or you think that's just on hold until a deal's gone through with Minnesota? And...
Well, you'll find out, because if they go to Minnesota, Flip might turn around and say, yeah, you can play. So then we'll know it was a Cav saying it.
I just thought it was an interesting move because, you know, like for, you know, the Australian national squad, it's almost like a given that anyone on the NBA roster has sort of made the squad, right? Like,
unless you're the Australian Boomers side who, you know, Andrew Bogut, who hurts himself getting out of bed. Can't wait to play for Australia. Oh, I'm not playing. I've got a hangnail. Yeah, no worries. Andrew, thanks very much.
Oh.
Looks fit to me. He's down here in Melbourne bloody training kids up at his fancy, schmancy warehouse basketball stadium and fit it out, and he should be playing for Australia. And he can get stuffed because he's not.
Very cool. Now,
if I was an NBA player, there would not be an NBA team that could stop me. I'd have him on contract. If I'm fit and healthy, I'm playing for Australia.
Yeah, playing for your national squad. Interesting.
Because we could get, next Olympics, we could potentially get massive chance for a bronze medal. If we can get all our top of the line guys coming in.
Have a starting five NBA players? Would we have a starting five NBA players?
Well,
we go close, right?
Well, I don't know about starting five, but there'd be Mills, Dellavedova, Bogut, Exum. There'd be Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Maybe Thon Maker, who I'm not sold on yet for a good NBA player. Who else is out there? That new guy for Utah? Forget his name, Brock something.
Oh, he's good, man. I like Brock.
Bairstow? There's eight.
Dude, we got a decent squad if everyone's healthy and playing.
Oh, yeah. Throw in Joey Ingles. Who else we got there? Nice. Sam McKinnon.
Slamming Sam.
Sam Dunk McKinnon.
Maybe on the sidelines, mate.
Blakemore. Brad Key's coming back. I don't think Wertho should be there.
You think he's turned the corner?
What, Olympics 2 years away? Don't think he should be there.
Fair enough.
Chris Gordon, I like it. He just missed out on a spot with Dallas, so he's gone to play in Europe now.
Yep.
Still got Daniel Kickett, Alex Marich. I don't think Anderson will be there. So it's a good team, good squad. And well coached too with Andre Lamanis. Should have kept Brett Brown, but what do I know?
Impressions of summer league, Vince?
A bit of fun.
Bit of fun? Not getting too high?
Nah, don't be silly.
There's a lot of people out there who are riding a little high in the summer league play.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a lot of fun. I love it every year. It's like it's the biggest full gold event.
It is a full gold event.
Fool's gold. I said fool's gold?
No, you said fool.
The S was coming.
No, but you're right.
I mean, when these guys hit real rosters and they're playing against vets, Well, they're playing guys, you know, 2-3 years into their to their career.
I will say this, though. I don't really get all excited over Summer League. It's, like I said, a bit of fun. But you could tell Dougie McBuckets was just a cut above most of them at the minute.
Yeah.
That 4 years in college and just does not hesitate to shoot, does he?
He just looked... I mean, he was a little shaky his opening game, but...
But that's just...
That's natural, yeah. But yeah. I just thought he was... he just looked comfortable.
On the other end of the scale, Noah Vonleh looked uncomfortable.
Vonleh?
Now...
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
In the draft, or...
What made you... No, I know what happened in the draft, in the summer league. What made you just vomit? What's wrong with his game?
Man, he is...
I saw he went 0 for 13.
He is just not the pick they should have taken.
Dougie McBuckets.
I'm telling you, man, he was on the board.
Hey, I know, man, I know.
Oh, it makes me so mad. That Charlotte team was... I can't stand that. Who's the dude who played D-League? Hairston?
PJ Hairston.
Oh, he is... Dude, he's going to get bounced from the league.
Why? He's got
a major attitude problem. Like, I'm watching Summer League and I'm going, yeah, this dude's got, like, a major attitude problem. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, what's this guy's problem?
Is he a troublemaker or he likes to start a few blues? Cut luncheons? What?
I'm really surprised with the selection from Charlotte with that one. I'm sure they were, you know, maybe thinking, you know, okay, guys are sleeping, this guy's going to turn around. Then he had all that debacle with, you know, before the, I said that one just for you. You know, before the season, before they even played a summer league game.
Fill me with Vonleh. I want to know, what didn't impress you?
He's a stiff.
He's not athletic, is he?
He's semi-athletic, but he's just, he's just like, man, he plays with two of their feet, shooting threes, just,
He was my biggest fear, pick seven. He was my biggest fear.
I'm glad that they are doing the other half properly, though. Okay, because draft picks, okay, they're on low money, you know, they're pretty easily get, you know, I would not be surprised if, I mean, Vonleh's going to be around for a while because it's a bit of a high pick. PJ, I don't think is going to last, but I'm glad they're doing the other half it right, and that is the free agents.
Lance?
I'm loving what I'm seeing from that side of things.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, they signed Marvin Williams.
Yeah, ho-hum.
Ho-hum, but solid.
Yeah, he's solid.
I'm liking everything else they're doing, but I mean...
Well, you know, let's not totally throw him under the bus yet.
No, I've thrown him under Vince.
Jeez.
It's too late for him.
It's Hank's heart on his back.
It's too late for him. Season hasn't even started.
Got Darren Waiters in the club. And
should we? Noah
Vonleh.
Should we make that a segment next season?
We may as well. You've got a heart on for a lot of players.
Some players just drive me mad.
If it's still, he's hasn't played an NBA game yet. Let's see him in the system. He might be. So is he going to be a jump shooting guy? Because when I watched him in college, I just kept thinking, I don't know how you're going to score inside in the NBA. He looked, what's that word?
Unpolished?
No, more effort. What's to do with effort? A bit...
ho-hum?
Yeah, we'll go with ho-hum at the minute out in the court.
Little Tim Thomas?
No, I reckon Tim Thomas has got him covered in the motivation department. That's saying something.
Wow.
Yeah, well, hopefully he gets it together. I mean, he's got good size and not a bad jump shot, but he might be another Oliver Crafty.
Yeah.
That'll hurt.
That's my fear. That's my fear.
Joey's favourite player from the 04 Timberwolves squad.
Here's an interesting one for us. Michael Beasley.
Yeah, I thought about him the other day.
Super cool bees.
Would happily take him at my boys, the Lakers. Very cheap, of course.
Do you think Beasley... All right, here's my thing with Beasley now. Do you think his maturity will ever catch up to his potential? Do you think at one stage it'll overlap each other?
Probably when it's too late.
And he'll have... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's a shame because when he's on, he is so good.
He is very talented. He's a head case as well. I love bees, but oh, goodness. He's blown so many chances. I just feel like...
You know what he should do at this stage? Just for one season, go to Europe. He'd kill it. Go to Europe.
You know he's trying to get to Denver, right?
Oh, damn. Silly. surely his PR management is not that stupid.
Vince, it's legal to smoke cannabis.
I know it is, but everyone, like, you wouldn't do that to the kid. If you're his manager, you're not going to Denver.
I'm sorry.
If you're not smoking chorf.
That was a cheap shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I like bees. It was a shot, though.
You should just go to Europe for a year and just get some major core burn, dominate, show the NBA world that he's changed, and then come back.
I just want him to stick on the roster. That's what I see. I want to see him be a serviceable.
Because no one's giving him minutes to, like, that's what Shinden does. Pat Riley signs him, doesn't play.
Okay, but maybe there's a reason for that as well. Maybe you have a core group.
Well, everything we were told, you know, even Wade and LeBron came out and said, you know, Bees is doing everything well in practice, he's working hard, his time will come. His time never came. So we can only go by what they said.
That's true.
Even Coach Spo, the big dummy, didn't play him.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he's got this, like, that is going to be a hell of a tag to shake off now.
Well, he can only do it. The only way he's going to change people's opinion is if he comes out, gets minutes, he plays both ends of the court, keeps his nose clean for a couple of years. Look at Kobe. I know they're totally different players, but he was accused of rape for crying out loud.
Allegedly.
Arsehead on his team. He's an absolute arsehat. And look at him now. Everyone loves him. He's well-respected. He can turn it around. I hope he does, man. He's got so much talent.
The team I think that he could help, if he can get his head on straight, is Portland.
Yeah, they need bench help.
Well, you know, they could do with a decent small forward.
Oh, you are.
You know I'm not high on Batum.
You're about the only one. You are about the only one. You idiot. No, I know a guy who listens to this show, Cam Cripps, and he would have just fallen off his chair if he's saying that. Massive Portland fan. This kid comes to work wearing Portland gear.
Just not that high. I've met him. I shook his hand, got my photo taken with him. Yeah.
Who?
Batum.
When did you meet Batum?
He was at the 2009 All-Star Weekend in Phoenix. Oh. He was walking around and he didn't speak.
He gave you the time of day He
didn't speak a lick of English and is walking around with his France warm-up jersey on. And he looked like E.T.
Is that when Mitch Richmond just blew you off?
Allegedly.
It's the very same Mitch Richmond who follows me on Twitter, but not you.
Yes, let's not talk about that. Let's not bring that up. Why are you going to bring up old stuff for? Why are we going to get into that, Vince?
Love it, because I know you love Mitch. He follows me.
Son of a...
I don't know why he follows me. I'm not that interested.
He burned me so bad. Son of a...
I don't know why he... Like, I always think, why would Mitch Richmond see me there and go, I'm going to follow this guy? There's no reason to.
Why would Mitch Richmond go to All-Star Weekend, an event for fans, and snub fans?
This isn't about you. It's about my Twitter account.
I'm sorry.
It's got me wondering.
I'm not bitter, but I'm bitter.
You should tweet him and say, remember when you snubbed me at All-Star Weekend?
I don't... Look.
I'll do it.
I'm trying to move on, all right? I'm trying to move on.
No, I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it?
Yep. I'm going to just tomorrow morning, my tea break at work.
Well, if you do that, I'm going to tweet Shaq and say, why did you snub Vinrock on his birthday?
Oh, can you believe that? I've still got that picture on my phone. I look at him and go, he retweets everyone else. No. Nah. We've tried to get him on the show. I'm not sure I could speak on that show. I'd be too big on, like, a schoolgirl. But we tried to get him. No tweets. Nothing.
Maybe he's just a busy man.
Maybe he's just a prick.
Maybe that too.
Sorry, Shaq. No, I don't mean that.
I can edit that out, don't worry.
Yeah, thanks.
I can edit it out, but...
You might listen.
One last thing before we go. Your thoughts on the alternate logo for the Boston Celtics?
Oh, when I saw that, I'm like, did they forget to fill the rest of it out? What is going on with that?
It's like they gave a stencil to a bunch of kindergarten people. Yeah. Little people. By little people, I mean kids. Just to clarify.
They've gone down to like...
And the recess bell is gone and everyone's just jumped up and gone and grabbed their lunch and run out and left half-drawn images of the Boston logo on the desk and then picked that one and gone, yep, let's take that one. And the kids probably run up and go, I haven't finished it. It's not finished. I'm still colouring it in. Nope, this is good. We're taking this one.
Even Stevie Wonder could see that's a shit logo.
Oh, that is cold.
That's the worst logo I think I've ever seen.
It's pretty... So I was reading a little bit about it, and the person who did the design, I use that term lightly.
Stevie Wonder.
You know, they were talking about the Boston logo. The Boston Celtics logo is so iconic that even, you know, something as simple as that image, people still look at that and think Boston Celtics.
No, people look at that and say, gee, shit logo for a shit team. Why did they have to stuff around? Why do they need an alternate logo? All I'm saying is you don't see us in LA doing that.
Now, you guys just wear the short shorts every now and then.
That was once. And we changed them at halftime because they sucked.
Yeah, I was a bit of a head scratcher. I was a bit like, yeah.
Yeah,
I actually want to see the uniform with that logo on it. Like, I want to know if they've altered the actual uniform at all, if it's literally just the logo.
You can't alter the Celtics uniform.
It's two freaking colors. Like, Jesus.
Look, there's two uniforms you can sort of make slight adjustments.
I like it when they had the gold strip and stuff like that. That was cool.
No. There's two that you don't mess with. You can tinker it just a little bit like the Lakers. That's the Lakers and Celtics.
You know,
don't stuff with it. Look,
I like what the Lakers did with that black uniform.
Hollywood Knights.
The Hollywood Knights. You know, I was like, why can't Boston do something similar like that? Why can't they have a black uniform?
There's no Hollywood Knights in Beantown.
It's cold. No, maybe. Have
snow nights. Snowing. I don't know. Isn't it cold in Boston? I've never been.
It's freezing in Boston, Vince.
Not right now. It's summer over there.
Apparently it's warmer than Minnesota, though, because Kevin Love was hanging out there in the summer, so...
Yeah, it snows in Minnesota, yet it snows in Boston. And it snows in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference living in Cleveland, Minnesota. From what Joey tells me, Minnesota's way better than Cleveland anyway.
No one vacations in Cleveland.
That's true. I had a lady from work go to Minnesota. She wanted to go to the Mall of America.
Oh, that's massive, that place.
Yeah. Have you been, have you?
No, I've just heard it's massive.
God. So, it's massive. Oh, it must have been.
Oh, boy.
I went to the pharmacy today.
Mm.
Ran into Tom Donovan.
Ooh.
Loyal listener. He said, he goes, you're killing me. He goes, no episode for a little while. I said, mate, don't worry. We got some things coming out. Don't worry.
We wouldn't let the fans down.
No, don't ever doubt us. Got me drugs and took off.
Another high quality show like this one coming your way.
He's good bloke. He reminds me of Professor Frink.
Can you call him Tommy? Does he like Tommy?
I don't know.
Next time you're in there, call him Tommy. See what he says. See the reaction.
I don't think he'd care. Oh, he did. He did say he's picked a team. He's picked an NBA team.
Oh, who's he following?
Yeah, and thank God it's not the Cavs because I might have had to headbutt him. But he's gone for the Chicago Bulls.
Wow, interesting. Wonder when they're going to sign a point guard. Hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Whoops.
Ian Nelson. Hello.
Oh, whoops. But you actually touched on a good point, Vince. This is episode 199. The big 200 just around the corner.
It is. It's monumental. What's the word I'm looking for? Monumental occasion?
Monumental, yeah. Okay, we'll go.
Here it comes. Here it comes.